First down, Saints.
For New Orleans to host a divisional playoff game was a landmark occasion.
That was one of Deuce's great games. One of so many great games that Deuce had.
Here's McAllister running again, and he's got another big game. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. He cannot be stopped.
You know, as a player, if you want to be known nationally, you show up in the playoffs. You know, you have to perform on that big stage. You know, and I wanted so bad for our organization to get to a championship game. You know, we had never been there.
It seemed like from him running out on the field for warmups all the way through the game, he had that kind, his jaw was set. He had that grim resolve.
Philadelphia had a great defense, and he was just, every time we needed him, the 3 or 4 yards. I don't think he had any very long runs, but I think that had to be one of his best games.
Callister staying on his feet. Oh, help. He's down
to
the goal line. And it's in.
Yes.
Deuce McAllister.
They expected of him, maybe, and he did it. And then he just went on, and it was a perfect fit.
I think the biggest thing is I wanted to prove that I could still play. You know, I wanted to prove that I was still one of the quote-unquote elite guys. And, coming off the ACL surgery, coming off a terrible year in San Antonio, Katrina, having a new coach.
Just 1 year after being a team without a home, the Saints were going to the NFC Championship.
Makes a move. Five. Yeah. Touchdown.
He made a great contribution to the Saints, you know, when got here and kind of turning things around, it was moving. He was such a big part of that, a great balance that they had, and just a complete football player and a great person.
He was more than a great football player, but he was a special person.
That's a man who takes his success on the field, and he has now generated it off field. He has never lost that sense of who he is as a person.
But Deuce McAllister was just, he's an all-time saint.